Well, good afternoon. I am Brad to the Bone. Got a little jazzy, fast beat piano going in the background there. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of all my old vinyl LPs, burning them to digital, and letting y'all enjoy them out there in cyberspace. German progressive rock band going on right now. I've got all kinds of stuff in my vinyl collection, including punk, classic rock, new wave, new age, acid rock, lots of mood music, some jazzy stuff. And being the keyboard aficionado that I am, I'm bringing you today one of my favorite keyboard-eccentric German progressive rock bands, formed in 1969, Triumvirate. Triumvirate. And they're jamming along. Kind of a little bit of ELP-like, huh? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer style, maybe? Maybe. Founding member keyboardist Hans Jürgen. Changing his name later to actually simply Jürgen. Jürgen Fritz. And they were actually heavily influenced by the Nice and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. No surprise there. Triumvirate actually is sometimes referred to as the German version of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, or ELP clone. Yeah, due to Jürgen Fritz's classical playing of the keyboards and synthesizers. Yeah, that's what attracted me to them, Triumvirate. So we've got Triumvirate's Pompeii LP today. Pompeii, out of 1977, not their first LP, one of their later versions. And they initially played some top 40 songs at local venues in Cologne, Germany. And were discovered by EMI Records back in the early 70s, Triumvirate, yes. And it's a threesome, actually. It's a threesome band of Jürgen Fritz, Hans Bethite, and the drums. And the bassist, Werner Frongenberg. Yeah, Frongenberg. I don't know how to pronounce these German names, but outstanding music. I love these guys, so... You know, being a little ELP-like, little King Crimson-like, little maybe Gentle Giant even sound. So, they, well, let's get into side one. I'll babble some more about Triumvirate and their tours, including their tours with Fleetwood Mac, Triumvirate. So let's get into side A right now of Triumvirate's Pompeii right here on Brad's Vinyl.
of 5th February, 62 AD. There were no signs of panic, and there were no signs of hate, which turned out to be errors prearranged by human fate. The way of life did not contain the chance of times to end. No use in shooting arrows when the bow is overbent. They failed to please their gods. They didn't please their Mother Earth. Destruction was the only way to give room to new life. These modern sources will change the times.
Sing out loud. Leaving him to die, and confidence
Well, that was interesting. Tonight could be the last night of your life, fading away into, I don't know, was that the seashore and seagulls? Triumvirate, very spacey. Kind of a punchy, mainstream style song there. I am Brad to the Bone, and we are listening to Brad's Vinyl, featuring today's ELP imitation band. They are known as the German version of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Triumvirate, a German progressive rock band. We're listening to their album, their LP, their fifth LP, Pompeii. That was side A, starting with The Earthquake, 62 AD, followed by Journey of a Fallen Angel, then Viva Pompeii, and finishing up with The Time of Your Life. And the Hammond organ characteristic there of Keith Emerson's style, it was just unmistakable. You'd almost think you were sounding, you'd almost think you were listening to Emerson, Lake and Palmer on at least The Earthquake. That song, that track has lots of heavy emphasis on keyboards, and of course, me being the keyboard man, I love the keyboards, like I said already. We were talking about Triumvirate's live activity and their tours. They actually toured the United States with Fleetwood Mac, supporting their second LP back in the mid-70s. So, those of you who saw Fleetwood Mac back in the mid-70s may have seen them headlining with Triumvirate. How about that? And Jürgen Fritz, Hans Beithaupt, and Helmut Kohlen. They had a number of personnel over the years. Fritz being, of course, the main founder and donor of the band. Kurt Kress also. The two of them, mainly the mainstays. Vocalist and bassist Helmut Kohlen, he was on some of their earlier LPs, and including the successful Illusions in Spartacus. He left the band after Spartacus back in 1977 at 27, but he was listening to some of the studio tracks of his in his car's cassette player while running his engine in his garage, and you won't see him anymore. He unfortunately passed away from carbon monoxide poisoning, and so that's a little-known fact, unfortunate fact. And Pompeii coming out after that, long after that, 1977. Pompeii consisting of Hans Jürgen Fritz on keyboards, Hammond organ, piano, etc., and synthesizers, Barry Palmer on vocals, Dieter Petterick playing the bass guitars, sounding in their jazz jam sessions, very much like Greg Lake on bass, and Hans Beithaupt on drums and percussion on Pompeii, their fifth LP. So, with that, let's head on into side two of Triumvirate's Pompeii, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
that warming shine will not be waiting somewhere in the back of mind. I know my time is slowly fading. Am I to analyze my good and bad, or weigh the weight of right and wrong? Just when I think about my life, I wonder why. We'll be right back. 17 years they've been living in peace, which made their conscience lazy. Life was happily tuned to take it easy, seemed the golden rule. But again they ignored the tune Vesuvius scored, the scream of raw distortion. Glowing rocks he used as drums and cymbals, burning lava for his violins.
Poetry wasn't new, but when they had reached section two, he had a special effect which didn't look like a gag. He dropped on pay apart, descending into part three. He gave the encore for free.
breeze rose from the sea. It joined the sun in perfect harmony. A lonesome cloud that passed by heard the song, and slowing down, began to sing along. Exotic birds came with the wind. They were singing songs. Sometimes a melody can heal disease. All creatures great and small had heard about the hymn. They didn't know the words, but they knew how to sing.
Surprise! What a surprise. Surprise ending there, a little percussion, bang the drum one more time at the end of that song. I am Brad to the Bone. We are finishing up Brad's vinyl today. Hope you're enjoying the show as we listen to Side B of Triumvirate's Pompeii LP. Triumvirate, starting out with The Rich Man and the Carpenter, followed by Dance on the Volcano, Vesuvius 79 AD, and then The Hymn. And again, we've been talking about Triumvirate and their incredible parallelism and sound, very similar to Emerson, Lake & Palmer, known as the German version of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. This is a German band. And Dance on the Volcano, if you've ever heard Baden's Bolero by ELP, there is incredible parallelities. Parallelities? I don't know, did I just coin a new word? Similarities there to Dance on the Volcano and ELP's Abaddon's Bolero as it builds with the synthesizer. Listen to that again if you can, and if you've got Abaddon's Bolero by Emerson, Lake & Palmer, play those side by side. How about that? Vesuvius, very heavy on the Hammond organ in the intro. Hammond organ's characteristic, of course, of Jürgen Fritz there, Hammond Orgo. And then the synthesizers. That also sounds a little bit like ELP. Anyways, but Triumvirate, the new Triumvirate Pompeii LP. Side B, just finishing up on Brad's vinyl. So we hope you enjoyed listening today to our show, and check us out on podcast, also on Radio for All, and support Kill Radio as well. They are a nonprofit project out there in Los Angeles. So I am Brad to the Bone from Dallas, Texas, and we'll see you next time.